I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
About this latest video that TikTok banned because they found it to be too controversial, too filled with hate, and too offensive. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, here it is. Brace yourself.
If you think girls and women's equality matter, stand up. If girls and women's sports matter, and you want your daughters to have the same opportunity you had, stand up. If you know that it isn't fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports because it's, well, obvious, stand up. Don't be cowed by people who call you a bigot. You're not a bigot.
Crazy, right? Not what you expected. It's a sign of this insane time that we are living in where something that is undeniably and objectively true, the biological differences between men and women and boys and girls actually exist. There is such a thing as a woman and a girl that is distinct and different from a man or a boy, is deemed ban-worthy by TikTok. We have to keep our eyes open to what is going on and continue to lift our voices and not allow them to ban us from seeing this truth and from sharing this truth.
That's Tulsi Gabbard talking about how there's a push once again to strike Title IX and not give women an equal opportunity in their own sport. The whole idea of Title IX, when it came into effect, was to make women have the same opportunities, or to give women, I should say, the same opportunities as men to compete in sports. And, of course, that was the idea that why is all the money going to football and things of that nature? Why aren't we getting more for the women's sports? That was a very good question, and especially if you had a daughter you wanted to know. So maybe softball, volleyball, swimming, things of that nature. And, of course, over the recent leftist assault, we've seen our children, our young girls, basically exposed to things they should not be simply while they're participating in their sports. I'm going to tell you something in a moment that I'll tell you right now. It's going to sound disgusting. There is no way that I can make it sound any better, but you need to know it. And we're late enough in the hour here. If you have young children listening, well, on one hand, I'm glad that you're getting your children involved in things going on. But some of this stuff is so far out there that if you're a parent of a girl in this event that I'm getting ready to describe, you'd almost want to go burn the damn school down. I don't advocate that. I'm not advocating any violence. But we've got to get a handle on this, and we've got to put a stop to it. This is like a wild dog running crazy in the neighborhood. You're either going to put it down, or you're going to put it on a leash. And if it's on a leash, it might be just fine. It might tug and act like it's going to attack somebody. But you've got control of the leash. It's not going to do anything. It might frighten some people, but it still won't do anything. But if you don't have it on the leash, it is going to go rampant throughout the neighborhood, killing other dogs, killing any livestock gets in the way, and children, or adults for that matter. All right, let's break it down for you. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, September 30, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you always get news, analysis, opinion, and you get education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you. Absolutely promise you. And in part, more information about Title IX coming up. Some of it you might know, but there's some other things in there that are kind of hidden that I think need to be called to your attention. Let's deal with a moment for the fact that reminding you, wherever you are, if you've got a phone, you've got Newstalk STL. You download the app absolutely free on your phone. You open it up whenever you want, and you can hear the programming that's on right then. For instance, if you download the app right as I'm speaking, cost you nothing. Couple button pushes, it's on your phone. And then you push it, and you can hear the program on your phone. And I recommend highly that you do that so when you're in the car, you just play it through the Bluetooth speaker in your car. Again, we've got two great FM signals, 101.9 and 904.1. But we're limited by FCC restrictions as to how far they can go. It used to be that to reach people way outside your immediate border, you had to have a powerful antenna and a lot of wattage. That explains why a station like KMOX could be heard all the way down in Mississippi on basically at least 44 of our contiguous states, and sometimes more, sometimes fewer, due to atmospheric conditions, because they interfere with radio signals. With the app, you can listen to us from anywhere, anywhere. Test me next time you're out traveling somewhere. You want to go to Texas? Good. Try us down there. And go to Florida? Good. My daughter's already using her app in Florida. You want to go overseas? Take the phone and us with you. And when you open it up, you'll hear the program that's underway at that hour. But you'll also find links and connections to podcasts of our other great hosts. I'm in a lineup of numerous great hosts at Newstalk STL. And that's just during the weekday. We have excellent hosts on the weekend as well. All right, so let's go back to this Title IX issue. There is something that you might have heard, but you don't really understand what it means. A cis man, a cis, C-I-S man. I want you to listen to someone describing that if you know you were born a cis man, have you ever heard of that term, and how are you supposed to, quote, identify yourself?
You know that you are a cis male? Have you ever heard of that term?
Cis male.
C-Y-S-M-A-L-E. So what it means is that you are a man. You're born a man.
Well, as far as you know.
As far as I know. And you identify yourself as a man.
Yes.
That's a cis male.
Now, I don't understand. Where does that... Is this a new phrase?
Yes, it's a way of marginalizing a normal person.
That's really what they're doing. A man is a man. A boy is a boy. They are males. If you don't want to use the term boy, they're not quite to what you'd call a man. You could say teenager, but that doesn't tell you which gender. Male says they are one of two God's genders. Two. There are only two. If you're cis female, you are a woman born as a woman, and you believe you're a woman. This means that all of this other crap they're shoving on you is trying to confuse you. So they're going to identify you as a cis male. I don't want to be called a cis male. Call me a man. A cis man assigned the sex of male when he was born. Doctors don't make mistakes. They can't tell, is that a penis or is that just an outgrowth of the umbilical cord? I think they know. And gender identity, that creates your sense of a man as you're growing up. You might have sisters. and maybe they're all wearing dresses, and you like to play with them, and so you put on a dress. That does not make you a female, and it really does not make you anything more than a child playing. You're not saying you want to be female. You're just playing. The same side that maybe a young girl grows up in a family of boys, and she doesn't wear dresses. She wants to wear blue jeans and things of that nature. She likes to climb trees. She is the so-called tomboy. That's not derogatory. And she may grow out of it, or she may decide that she likes being a male. She can call herself that, and she can go undergo transition surgery and puberty blockers, but she's still a female. By the way, the origin of this term cis, adopted from Latin to describe this alignment, contrasting with trans, which is used for people whose gender identity differs from their assigned sex at birth. They're assigned a boy, they want to be a girl, they become a trans. A couple other things here. It is not a category of sexuality. They say being a cis man is about gender identity, not sexual orientation. And there's a big difference there. If you're born a man but you want to become a woman and you're of age and no one's been grooming you and pushing you and pedophiles preying on you, you go old enough, so be it. But why do I have to describe I'm a cis male? I don't. All right, let's get to some pressing issues, and that is trying to find peace in the Middle East, President Trump.
President Trump is warning what happens to the terrorist group if they do not accept this deal. Watch.
Israel would have my fallback in to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas, but I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Do what you have to do.
The plan includes an immediate ceasefire and disarming of Hamas, giving Hamas 72 hours to release all of the hostages, dead or alive. Israel would also release 250 prisoners and 1,700 Palestinians detained after October 7th. Israeli troops would also withdraw and allow humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. Palestinians will not be expelled from Gaza. A board of peace will be created, headed by President Trump and former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, until the Palestinian Authority is in a position to take over.
An Arab Egypt has said, we don't want anybody from Palestine. Don't send them here. But the president's right. Most of the Arab, I should say basically all the Arab and Muslim world, and even the Palestinian Authority, which has opposed his plans in the past, are willing to accept this, as is Israel. I want you to hear the opinion of Tiana Dosher. She's with the Washington Examiner.
Donald Trump has brought about Hamas's worst nightmare in having this unity between not just Netanyahu's government and Israel, but in all the stakeholders in the Middle East. The fact is that unless we want to do another, you know, American-led regime change, you want there to be local Arab buy-in. You want there to make on this board of peace. Yes, Donald Trump will be part of it. So will Tony Blair. But you need that Saudi buy-in, that UAE buy-in, and they have it. Look, it's this deal, the ball is in Hamas's court, and the reality of why this pressure campaign might actually work is because Donald Trump has teeth behind the threat. With Joe Biden, there was no, if you don't do this, then bad things will happen. Trump is clearly saying, take the deal. Take the deal and all this ends tomorrow. Take the deal and we're giving you back prisoners who committed war crimes after October 7th. But if you don't, Netanyahu gets to finish the job. And the job is still big. There are still 3,000 Hamas fighters in Gaza City and 20,000 south of that. So it's a credible threat. The only question is Hamas and is the closest thing you have to Palestinian leadership, are they rational actors? My fear is that they're not.
That should be underscored, by the way, by General Jack King. He says, when you look at what is left of Hamas after they've been under attack constantly by Israel, hitting them in Qatar when some of their leaders gathered, hitting them inside Iran when some of their leaders gathered, and all the other bombings we've hit in Gaza, their troops are pretty well decimated. They're left basically with children.
They're on about their third or fourth tier of leadership, except for one brigade commander. All the rest of the people have no experience whatsoever, and his is limited, to say the least. Many of their fighters now are teenagers, as opposed to the hardened, battle-tested fighters that they had. They have some of them left, but most of them have been killed. And that's the reality. Now, down in their hearts, are they still the diabolical, barbaric people that want to destroy the state of Israel and make it go away and have a one-state solution here? You betcha they are. But the conditions are a little different this time. And also they know that Trump is there, and he's not trying to arbitrate. He has clearly taken a side with Israel, and he's presented terms to Hamas that he thinks are fair.
And again, it's their opportunity to come out of this alive. There will be some that want to fight to the end. And even though they're teenagers, they're filled with rage and hate. In the meantime, Vice President Vance is making it very clear to Russia. We have been actively pursuing peace from the beginning of this administration. It is time for you guys to get realistic and put an end to the fighting in Ukraine. The president did meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the UN. Zelensky came away smiling. What's that mean? Don't know. Coming up, autism. A lot of concerns, issues. Do we have real answers? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Comey has long been a liar, a leaker. He's dishonest. He ruined the FBI. He will be lucky if there is not a grand conspiracy charge brought, which is really what should be brought against probably about two dozen characters in the United States over the last 7-8 years.
Should there be more charges against Jim Comey?
Very specific, and it's over whether or not he lied on this one part. The larger part is whether or not you can bring a kind of grand conspiracy case. And, you know, people talk about, you know, there's the law, which is, you know, lying to Congress, lying to the FBI. But there's also a term in there called misleading. And what a lot of these guys did is they made up things using intelligence that didn't exist, but acted like they knew something that actually wasn't there. And they lied and misled the American people. The only intelligence that they had is that the Russians were very well aware of Clinton's plan. And they actually not only thought Clinton was going to win, but likely preferred that she would win. So going back to the cover-up of her missing emails that, by the way, are still missing, they all got involved in this plan.
Those missing emails, how is it that they're still missing? We cannot find them. We can look deep into our galaxy, hundreds and hundreds of thousands light years away, and we can find a star. But we can't find the Hillary emails. We have them. Where are they? Now, were they destroyed? Who did that? We all know that she took her blackberries and pounded the daylights out of them so they were not usable, and hopefully trying to destroy evidence. Keep in mind, Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, had her own server at her home and communications back and forth with various government officials on supposedly a secret communication. But mixed in there were things, as she said, had to do with planning Chelsea's wedding, picking out drapes, things of that nature. 60,000 plus emails. They turned over 30,000. And how do they decide which 30 to turn over? Well, she and her lawyers decided. They decided these are relevant to the case. These aren't. So we could destroy them. Did they destroy them? I don't know. I would not be surprised if down the road, mark my words here, here we are September 30, 2025, suddenly, oh, look what we found here. Hillary Clinton's emails. They were stashed at the bottom of her drawers, cabinet drawers. I don't want to get you the wrong impression. But they could well be still in existence. But they knew they could be damning to her, if not indictable. And Devin Nunes, former California congressman now with the White House staff, says, we need to get to the bottom of all this. We need to know exactly how deep she was involved in all this Russian collusion story. And they all wanted it to make it look bad for Trump. And they did that on a regular basis. All right, I'd mention autism. As you know, the other day, Monday, this week, Trump had claimed, or last week actually, that acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol, is linked to autism. Was it this week or last week? I got my days mixed up. Bottom line is, he said it acetaminophen could be linked to autism. There are no studies, supposedly, that show a clear case between Tylenol and autism. No clear study. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Health and Human Services Secretary, believes it certainly could be, and they were going to notify physicians immediately that pregnant women should stop taking Tylenol unless absolutely necessary. The women are prescribed in prenatal care folic acid, B9. B9 is helpful to the development of the unborn child, the developing child. They are thinking that acetaminophen in some children might block receptors of getting B9, and therefore the child comes out somewhat autistic. There are a lot of scales of the autism spectrum disorder. Let me read a couple of these, see if it meets anyone you know. The child avoids or does not keep eye contact, does not respond to name, does not show any facial expressions, does not point to show you something interesting by 18 months of age, does not notice when others are hurt or upset by 24 months of age, does not notice when other children join them in play at 3 years of age, does not engage in pretend play, lines up toys, other objects, and gets upset if you come in and change the order, repeats words and phrases over and over again, plays with toys the exact same way every time, gets very upset by any minor change, very obsessive, must follow certain routine, engaging in repetitive behaviors, has unusual reaction to the way things sound, smell, taste, or look that many would not pick up. Now, we've seen this in different ways. Kids are delayed in their language skills. I do know that my youngest, she didn't talk a lot. She was 2 years and 2 days younger than our oldest child. And we were beginning to get concerned about age three. She just wasn't really saying anything. She'd mumble and point, and her sister would translate for her. So we were getting a little concerned about that. We had the doctors check her out and said, I don't see any issues here. I don't know. Well, here's where the bridge broke. When the oldest went off to preschool at five and a half, suddenly the little one, since she did not have her translator there, she started speaking. And she has not shut up since, which I'm thankful for. So sometimes we're not really sure, and as new parents, you're never really sure. Is this common or not? That's why you need to stay in touch with your pediatrician. But here's a frightening scenario. Since they're talking about leucovorin might help with autism, it might help break open that receptor that's closed so children can get the folic acid, B9 or folate in some way that will create healthy blood cells. But again, saying maybe women, when they're pregnant, should not be on Tylenol. Do you know what's happening right now? I cannot even begin to fathom what I'm getting ready to tell you. And I pray for the children that these women are carrying or will in the future. They decided, because Trump said, along with the FDA and Health and Human Services Director, maybe it's best till we really understand it that women not take Tylenol when pregnant. You know what some women are doing? They're grabbing handfuls of Tylenol, taking them like crazy. What's the purpose of that? If you end up proving I took all these Tylenol and they didn't hurt my baby, oh, great, I'm happy for you. But what if what you're doing really, really destroys the future for your child? How dare you decide to do that? We tell women all the time, you do not smoke, you do not drink, and you certainly don't do drugs. Because everything you intake goes direct to the womb and to the fetus. And there are women out there right now that are so incensed and so filled with Trump derangement syndrome, and I believe that is a true medical condition, that they're willing to eat gobs of Tylenol even while they're pregnant, just to prove to Trump, hey, my child was born just perfectly. Well, I hope they are. I hope those children are born perfectly. But you're playing Russian roulette with their lives. If you know any women doing that, my God, yank them up by the scruff of their neck and say, what the hell are you doing? We just have too many right now that just want to do anything contrary to what Trump suggests. They're not going to accept that this could be something better. In the meantime, an update on that church, the Borman church, they got hit, and Harris.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global, and recently the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Andersen can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Andersen. Superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
At a time such as this, it demands one thing for sure. We must fight fire with fire. So CBC, let's get to work. Thank you.
Those are the call to action by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying we must fight fire with fire. What a very poor choice of words and statement following the burning and the massacre that took place at a Mormon church over the weekend. I would ask if you think she had any idea of the connection she was making. No, she doesn't. When she said fight fire with fire, she's talking about politics. But right now, too many take everything literally. They do it every time that Trump makes a statement. When they make it, no, that's not at all what we meant. You took it out of context. I will admit that statement was taken out of context. She's talking about fighting for the budget. Fight fire with fire. But that kind of incendiary, no pun intended, language could lead to more fires and killing. I'm looking at some of the latest information on this shooting. They believe they have recovered all of those who were killed. And died maybe inside the fire, maybe shot to death and then died or died because of the fire. They've interviewed more than 100 this week, trying to find a motive. Why did this guy do this? Had served in the Marines and drove a truck loaded with U.S. flags on it right into the church. In the beginning, when it happened, parishioners thought he's had an accident. The man needs help. And as they ran forward to help, he comes out of the pickup with a rifle blazing. Of course, it all took place at a Church of Latter-day Saints, Mormon. The 40-year-old who took part in this attack was later shot dead by police nearby. But again, he killed four, left others injured. They were having a worship service. The Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints. It could well be a Baptist church, a Jewish tabernacle, a Muslim mosque, but he chose this. So what is the motive? Based on what they're saying, the FBI is saying they're trying to still understand how much more about this do we not know. But they admit it was an act of targeted violence. Governor Whitmer of Michigan asked the people lower the temperature of rhetoric. Did you hear that, Kamala Harris? Quit talking about fight fire with fire. Did you hear that, Chuck Schumer? Let them reap the whirlwind. And she said, obviously, we want to know why it happened, but speculation is unhelpful and can be dangerous. She and law enforcement are asking people wait for the evidence. Investigators worked throughout the entire day Sunday to clear the building and again yesterday. They do know that he used an accelerant, mostly likely to cover various areas, which means the premeditation was he put the accelerant in place possibly before he crashed into the building. He might well have done it afterwards, but it almost seems like he would have done that in advance. There were two victims initially found dead of gunshot wounds. Two others were later found dead in a building that was being searched. But again, the truck had U.S. flags flying from it. That's why so many thought, this must be a tragedy. Someone had a stroke or something, and they crashed into the building. He was a Marine Corps vet. He had served in Iraq. The special agent in charge said, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints confirmed the gunman opened fire during their worship services. And they add, we pray for peace and healing for all of those involved. President Trump called the attack, quote, yet another targeted attack on Christians in our nation. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said she had received briefings on what appears to be a horrific shooting and fire in the beginning, and then she added, at that point, not knowing all details, such place of worship to be a place of horror and violence, that's heartbreaking and chilling. And indeed it is. Mitt Romney, former U.S. Senator for Utah, one of the more prominent Mormon politicians, called the shooting a tragedy, adding, my brothers and sisters, and by that he means in faith, my brothers and sisters and their church are targets of violence, praying for the healing and the connecting. So again, why did this 40-year-old guy bearing two American flags crash into the truck, or crash his truck into the church, then open fire on hundreds, and then use various petrol to set the building ablaze, either had it already in place or spread it around? Take note of this. Are you listening? His father did an interview with the Detroit Free Press. And he said, and I'm going to quote from the article, I feel terrible about all the families that have been hurt and they're under the same crap that I'm going under, then my wife and I are going under, I apologize. This is a father of a 40-year-old man. You cannot hold him responsible for what a 40-year-old man does. I've always had a hard time when people want to say, well, their father was so-and-so. That does not mean that they contributed to it. And when they reach of age, they're responsible for their own actions. There is a part of the Bible I often rely on, that the sins of the fathers will be visited upon the children. And it is my constant prayer, God, do not let my sins and my punishment be visited upon my children or grandchildren. The father pointed out he had served 4 years in Iraq, or rather had been in the Marines 4 years, didn't say how long he was in Iraq, didn't say whether the war changed his son. He said he came back. I'm glad he came back in one piece. One source, a candidate for a local city council, said the guy had begun to rant against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Mormons, calling them the Antichrist. And he added, that is very much standard and anti-LDS talking points you find on YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. Same thing where you find anti-Semitic remarks. Jew haters. This is a Mormon hater. And again, just because you do not agree with someone's religion, you should not target them for death, mayhem, and chaos. By the way, Donald Trump has won a big award from YouTube for some of the remarks that they tried to put on him and what they did about suspending his account. YouTube ordered to pay $24 million just to settle that Trump lawsuit. In the last hour, I closed out the hour with a father pleading, why didn't folks do something in advance that could have saved his daughter? It is worth hearing again.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them, and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 damn times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year. And that career criminal, an hour later, went on a spending spree with her debit card. When they saw his face on a video, they didn't have to do a check. He was arrested so many times, they knew who he was. They knew exactly where to go get him. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic that I'm here today.
My heart breaks for that father, as I'm sure yours does. His child should be alive. She might have been killed in a crash or attacked by someone else, but the guy that did do the crime would never have had access to her. That's the thing to keep in mind when it comes to the illegals in our country. They may get drunk, cause a drunk driving accident. Well, that happens with a lot of Americans, Larry. That's true. But that particular person that caused that particular crash or that crime would not have been the one to do it. And therefore, they might still be alive. Now, let me add that to this. ICE just arrested an illegal who threatened to bomb the offices of a congresswoman. Gave her a vulgar, racist voicemail ending in threats of political violence. I'm going to plant a bomb in your office. It's a threat. It's a threat. You could take it however you want. You son of a effing bet. You got it. Well, today, ICE arrested this guy, threatening to bomb a member of Congress. The guy should be arrested for that threat, should be charged. But there's something else to the story. There's something else. You might think he was trying to go after Senator Ted Cruz or a member of the Republican Party or even an independent. No. He wanted to kill a member of Congress from Florida who is a Democrat. When these kinds of crimes begin to fold back and flash back on the Democrats that have been pushing no bail, let them go free, then maybe they'll realize what they have done. It will be too late for some. And I don't even want to get hurt. So stop it now. Class is out of session until Monday. Be in your seats. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.